soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Peace. Having completed this study of A Parenthesis in Eternity, and before that, The Thunder of Silence, it seemed as if there was really nothing left to say. It seemed as if I was completely talked out, having made 160 odd talks. I was planning on taking today and doing nothing. And as I lay down last night to enter that state known as sleep, something came through with such force that my jaw dropped open. And so here I sit in front of the microphone, hopefully able to transmit that which I received. Before we begin, in order to be receptive to that which came through, please take a moment and be silent. Just be still. Invite the Spirit to flow into and as your being. Be receptive and listen. This world in which we find ourselves, we have been told, is made up of the belief in good and evil, a duality. And if you look around, this is pretty easy to prove to yourself. Every direction you look in, you see evil and good, and usually at the same time. Let's look at some examples. Well, it's raining today pretty hard. That's going to make the traffic difficult to get around in. That may cause some problems on the highway. I'd better leave for work a little early. The rain is bad. But, you know, we haven't had rain in a while, and the plants, the trees, even the wild animals will be better off after this rain. The rain is good. Look at my partner. She is one of the sweetest people I know. Look at my wife, my spouse. She's one of the sweetest people I have ever met. She is good. Ah, but you know, she's getting on in years. Perhaps she's going through menopause. or arthritis is catching up with her. She is bad. That is, her state of health is bad. And so we see the rain is good and bad. The spouse is good and bad. Well, my finances are not doing too good. That promotion I thought I was going to get, it didn't come through. It never materialized. My finances are in a bad state. And I may not be able to make the payment on this house in time. Why, I may be evicted. Out of this house, and this house is such a lovely house. Why, I love this old house. My finances are bad, but this house is good. My little nephew. He's such a sweetheart. Always smiling. Always cheerful. Such a good disposition. But you know, he has asthma. And he has problems with his inner ear. He's had 3 infections already. My little nephew, he has a good disposition, but he has bad health. My nephew is good. My nephew is bad. Do we not see? Can you not look around in your own life and see these same examples of good and bad appearing in the same place at the same time? Well, that political leader, well, he sure is dishonest. He's a bad man, has no spiritual values whatsoever. But you know, he's done something right because the economy's going along pretty good. And so he must have some good abilities with the economy. And so he's dishonest, he's bad, but he has good talents. He's bad, he's good. Which is it? Here I am on a lovely vacation. Oh, the ocean looks so beautiful. That sunset is stunning. It's beautiful. What a good thing this vacation is. Ah, but you know, there's only 2 days left. Or actually, only 1.5 now. And I have to get back to the grind. Oh, that's bad. This vacation is good. I'm almost out of time. That's bad. This is good and it's bad at the same time. You know, I am finally making some headway with some of these spiritual principles. I'm remembering to practice first thing in the morning. And my days are much better. Or as my little child would say, they're gooder. My days are gooder now that I'm practicing these principles in the morning. But you know, I'm not making any headway with this physical problem. I'm just not able to have a healing. I guess I'm not practicing very well. My ability is just not too good. Really, rather bad. And so with some of these principles, I'm good. But at others, I'm pretty bad. I am good and I am bad at the same time. And you can use this as a sort of contemplation. Just look around at this world and see. You're watching a beauty pageant. Down the center aisle comes a gorgeous woman, a 10. Wow, is she good looking? But you know, she knows it. And her nose is way up in the air. She's stuck up with a bad attitude. She's good. She's bad. At the same time. Such is the nature of the belief in good and evil. This is that impersonal belief. And it is the veil that covers the creation of God. And if you see, and if you are honest, everything you look at in this world has shades of good and bad. Because everything you look at, you look through this veil. The glass darkly, Paul called it, and so it is. This is the veil called Maya. And where is it located? Out there? No. No, if it was out there, you could not get free. This is a deceptive state of thought. This duality, this belief in good and evil, is taking place in the mind. And now, know this. We spend not just one lifetime, but lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime trying to change the bad images into good ones. We are taught to do this. If you get a good education and you land a good job, you can change poverty into abundance. You can do this all on your own. So get a good education and have good finances. And we buy the package. We become ambitious. We struggle. We get that high-paying job, six-figure income. We have arrived. Ah, but wait. The VIPs in the organization we're working for have squandered investments. The company collapses. And we are broke. Overextended because of everything we charged when we were flying high. And so there we are again, in a bad situation that we have to try to turn into good. Maybe you've discovered you have an ongoing chronic illness. And so you go to the doctor, you study about herbs, Chinese herbs, you go to somebody that works with crystals in order to get a healing. You want to change this bad health into good health. And you may spend decades, and you may succeed. You may succeed in attaining good health. But you discover you've used up your resources and spent your money doing it. And so while you're living in good health, now you're in your 50s or 60s, and nobody will hire you because you're over the hill. And so now you have to change that bad picture into something good. You took your time. You met the man of your dreams. Charming. Handsome. Virile. Oh, he's gorgeous. And you bring him home. Maybe you marry. Maybe not. In today's society, it's very common just to live together, but the point is that you bring him home, and you move in together, and you cohabitate. And this gorgeous man, after a few months or a year or two, has changed into a very obnoxious person. Oh, he comes home and he drops his smelly shoes and socks on the floor and expects you to pick them up. He won't put the toilet seat down. He leaves the top off the toothpaste, toilet paper rolls on backwards. What happened to that nice-looking body? He's developing a beer belly. Losing some hair. All he wants to do is watch that stupid football. What happened to this gorgeous, good man? Now he's a bad partner. And most people in America, they just dump him. I'm going to get another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. And this can go on and on. Not just this life. Age after age, lifetime after lifetime, we are working on turning the bad pictures into good ones. And then when we have the good ones, we're watching them slowly turn into bad ones. Good and bad. Bad and good. Good and evil. This is what you see, if you're honest, when you look at this world. This is the world we live in when we eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. This is the veil. Do you see it? If if I just work long enough to get ahead. You can spend your whole lifetime. There are people that have 2, 10, even $75 million, and they don't feel that it's enough. Ah, you say, if I had $75 million, I would know it's enough. Really? Oh, really? Maybe it would be enough, and then there'd be something else bad that you'd have to work on. If I just get the right person, I'll be all right. The right partner, the right spouse, the right wife or husband. Really? You get the right husband, the right wife, the right spouse, the right partner, but you're broke, and now you got to work on that. Before you know it, you're 60, 70, 80, it's your time to leave, and you leave. Come back and start again. This is the cycle, the wheel of life that Buddha awakened out of. This is the life of the walking dead that Jesus said, "Awake thou that sleepest." How long, how many lifetimes, how many ages will you stay in the belief in good and evil? When will you discover the tree of life that is in the midst of the garden called your consciousness? I want you to listen, because if you catch this, the same thing will happen to you that happened to me last night when this came through. Because truly, I have said in the past that truth is shocking. And I'm telling you, my mouth just fell open. There is a certain member of our list, Mystical Principles list, that asked for some help. And last night when I sat down in meditation, I became still inside and I listened. And although nothing came during that meditation, because of that state of receptivity, as I lay down to go to sleep, again I got quiet. I invited the Father to speak, and I heard these words. And this is the I of you speaking. This is your very own self. And it says, I am the life before the belief in good and evil. You are the life before the belief in good and evil. You are that life now. Christ says, before Abraham was, I am. And now Christ says, before the belief in good and evil, I am. And so I within you, I am the life before the belief in good and evil. You are that life now. All of the good that you thought you saw and experienced was a dream. I am the life before the belief in good and evil. All of the bad things that you thought happened, that you thought you did, never happened. I am the life before the belief in good and evil. I am that life now. You have never entered into good. You have never entered into bad. This has been Adam's dream. Anything that you saw that you thought was good was the veil, the dream, the deceptive state of thought, hiding the life that exists before the belief in good and evil. Anything you thought you saw as evil, or anyone that you thought you saw as evil, as bad, is a part of the veil, the belief, the deceptive state of thought, hiding your life that exists now before the belief in good and evil. In other words, I am the life outside of the belief in good and evil. And now listen to what we read before in the thunder of silence, but perhaps we didn't quite hear. No one can free himself from the belief in good and evil and make the return to Eden, that is, to his true life, until he is willing to relinquish his human judgments and look out upon the world with an unconditioned mind. Do you hear that now? Human judgments, human beliefs, human opinions are a part of that veil. You must find a way to look out without that veil, without those judgments. In proportion as we keep our mind free of judgments, it functions without concepts, so that when the principles of life come into expression, they come through as pure law. When the Spirit comes through the minds of those understanding this, who sit in the silence with no judgment, not trying to get rid of a disease, not trying to overcome a sin, and not trying to destroy a fear, but just sitting there in a vacuum of God's grace, then the truth comes through in its purity. And the patient says, I feel better. I've had a healing. Now, are we hearing this? Silence is a consciousness free of judgments. And one more. When the mind interprets the scene through the pure activity of soul, all judgment is set aside while we wait in the silence. Father, I have no judgment. I await your judgment. And in such humility, spiritual vision illumines the scene. Do we see? Do you see? And do you hear? I am the life before the belief in good and evil. Right now, I am that life. And now here is your assignment. Because we know that God is not going to come down out of the clouds and tap us on the forehead and free us from the belief in good and evil. It is a conscious labor of love, which you and I must take up. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And if you are one of those laborers that have decided to come out and be separate from the law, from the belief in good and evil, then here is your assignment. Every time, well, to begin with, you must be consciously aware of what's going on within you. And so every time you catch the mind saying, oh, that's bad. Oh, he's an evil man. You are to immediately stand on the principle that was given us last night and this morning, which is, no, that is the belief in good and evil. I know the truth. I am the only life, and I am the life before the belief in good and evil. I am the life outside of the belief in good and evil. And you are to be still for a half a minute to a minute longer if you are directed. Every time you see something that appears good and exciting, beautiful, you are to catch yourself. You are to see this consciously in the mind and say, no, no, that is a part of the belief in good and evil. But I am the life, and I am the life outside of the belief in good and evil. I am the life before the belief in good and evil, right now. And you are to rest and listen. Whether you see something as evil being presented to you, or whether you see something as good being presented to you, both must be handled in this way. This is a part of the belief in good and evil. But I am the life. I am the life before the belief in good and evil. And rest in His Word. And let God show you what's there. Be still, be receptive. See what God has to say about God's creation. Maybe you'll hear, this is my beloved Son. Or, like I did, I am the life outside of this. I am the life before this appeared. Ever. I am the life before the belief in good and evil. Right now. Who knows what you will hear? The words will not be the thing. What will be important will be the awareness that dawns on you in your consciousness. What will be important is you will be consciously stepping out of the belief in good and evil. What will be important is that the veil will become lighter and lighter, and that I life within you will reveal the truth, which is that I am the life before the belief in good and evil right now. I never partook of that belief. And so what will be important will be the awareness that begins to dawn in your consciousness like the dawning of the sun, lighting up everything, and suddenly things will make sense that you never knew before. A rebirth will happen as you come into the awareness of your life before the belief in good and evil. In the book, The Thunder of Silence, we are told that, yes, it is true we have to give up some of the things that before were exciting to us, but we are more than compensated for that by the amount of suffering that we no longer have to experience. And so, if you feel that, well, I have to give up the excitement I get when I have a promotion at work, or I meet somebody that I think is really special, you can know that by stepping out of the belief in good, you are also stepping out of the belief in evil. And no evil shall come nigh thy dwelling place, but no good shall come nigh thy dwelling place either. But God and God's grace shall be thy dwelling place, which is harmony, peace, joy, love, fulfillment, and abundance of all that God is. The principle is, I am the life before the belief in good and evil. This is the principle that we are instructed to work with. Until we get the conscious awareness of feeling that life now, you never became good, you never became evil, you never entered that world, because you are the life before the belief of good and evil right now. This has only been a belief, never a creation. You exist in the garden, in the perfect creation of God now. But to come into the conscious awareness of it, the conscious feel of it, the conscious knowing and seeing and perceiving it, the veil must be dropped. And this is the labor of love. Do we see that? This practice will awaken you to your everlasting life, the life that existed and exists before the belief in good and evil. And this will make you a little peculiar. My people are peculiar people. because you will not be quite so ambitious chasing after turning bad things into good. And you will no longer be able to partake of those heated political discussions. In fact, a certain kind of silence will descend upon you. You will no longer be able to talk and talk and talk. You will begin to see that all of this is part of being hypnotized by the belief in good and evil. You will be able to look at the most ruthless dictator in any country, and you will be able to see that there is no evil there. That it is a belief in good and evil. And that I am life, I am the life before the belief in good and evil, is the only life there. And when you see that with a sufficient degree of realization, actual feeling, don't be surprised if said dictator is dissolved in one way or another. You will be able to look at the most beautiful mountain range and know that there is no good out there. That what you are seeing is a part of the belief in good and evil. That I am life, that I am, before the belief in good and evil, is the only life there. Do not be surprised when you begin to see behind the form to the invisible reality. Yes, this will make you a peculiar people. This will make you a person who is living part of the time in the kingdom, the invisible kingdom, the inner dimension, the Garden of Eden consciousness, and part of the time catching themselves being hypnotized into the belief in good and evil. This will make you a person living in between two worlds. That is why we have that book, Between Two Worlds, Living Between Two Worlds. This is part of the journey. But through your labor of love, the veil will get lighter and lighter and lighter, dissolving completely at times in your inner meditation, until eventually it dissolves completely and is gone. Then you will know what Buddha meant by awakening and stepping off of the wheel of life. You will know that you have no more need to incarnate, because the world of good and evil no longer exists. So where would you incarnate to? Once you have come back home and are resting in the life that I am before the belief in good and evil, There is no place to incarnate to. You have come out of that life. You will have found your everlasting life, your eternal life. I am the life before the belief in good and evil. But you must step into that life consciously as an inner experience. Not something that just happens. Something that through the practice of this awareness, you come into. Until it is a constant state of awareness and your permanent dwelling place. And it is at this point that death is overcome. You have died consciously to the belief in good and evil, and you are living consciously in that life before the belief in good and evil, in that I life, in that life one with God. Then when your work is finished, you step into the next experience, consciously. There's no break in consciousness. Your body does not become sick, and then you lapse into unconsciousness, and then you suddenly appear somewhere else. Consciously, you will lay this clothing down and step consciously into your next existence. Or not your next existence, but your existence on the inner planes. And you see? Here is the door to your own infinity. And this came from one statement, which came to me in a moment of receptivity, from that I life, telling us, all of us, the truth about us, about you, about me, which is, I am the life before the belief in good and evil. I am the life outside of that belief. Right now, I am the life free from the belief in good and evil. I have always been that life, one with the Father. Practice this principle. Really take it with you. Make it bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And I tell you, without the belief in good and evil, you will know no man after the flesh. Yet in your flesh, you will see God, which is all that you can see. Without the belief, without the judgments, without the opinions, there is no veil. And I stand revealed as the life before the belief in good and evil. I am the life. When you awaken, you will be satisfied with that likeness. That is the image and likeness of the I before the belief in good and evil. Now go and do likewise.